This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. No complicated medical speak, just straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Now, here's the host of Eat Great, Live Well Radio, food psychology coach and best-selling author, Janelle McCauley.
Hi, and welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm Janelle McCauley, and I'm so glad you decided to spend the next hour with me. My promise to you is that if you take action on the information we provide this week and every week, you will transform your health and your life. Before I introduce you to my guest today, I want to invite you to go to EatGreatLiveWellRadio.com and get our free ebook, Do You Wish Your Kids Ate Better? It's packed with quick and easy ideas for making mealtime fun and healthy. Get your free copy today at EatGreatLiveWellRadio.com. We've got another great show for you today, so grab a pen and paper and your favorite beverage and let's get started. My guest today is Dr. Jody Stanislaw. Dr. Jody, as she's known, earned her doctorate in naturopathic medicine at Bay State University, the nation's premier holistic medical school. She's an expert in treating today's most common health issues using natural remedies with a focus on type 1 diabetes. She's also the creator of the wildly successful Easy Lifestyle Transformation Program, as well as the Be Awesome formula for having a life you love. Ever since being diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at the age of 7, healthy living has been a mandatory part of her daily life. Whether it's working at an elite spa in Thailand, backpacking through Australia, or living in Italy, Dr. Jody has found that the secret to real health comes from having a foundation of healthy daily habits. Working with patients both in person and virtually, she's transformed hundreds of lives from flailing to fabulous. I'm really excited and looking forward to our conversation today, and I know that she's got some great pearls of wisdom to share. Welcome, Dr. Jody.
Thank you, Janelle. I'm honored to be here.
I'm really excited for our conversation today to learn more about you and all the things that you do. And I love the fact that you've done so much traveling and gotten a chance to really see what healthy living around the world is like.
Yeah, it's. I feel very fortunate. I've visited about 25 countries and lived in 5, and it's, I think, one of the highlights of life to go see the other parts of the world. It's amazing.
Well, so you've got a real just treasure box of things to pull from. I want to start by asking you just to tell us a little bit more about your background and what it means to be a doctor of naturopathic medicine.
Great. I'm glad that you asked. A lot of people, when I have the letter ND after my name, they think it's a typo. So I always like to clarify exactly what it is. So I'm glad you asked. There are 4 medical schools in the country that give this naturopathic doctor degree. And you need a pre-med undergraduate degree, just like any other medical school. And then the doctorate program is 4 to 5 years. And I basically was trained as a primary care physician. The first year it was entirely science-based cadaver work. And then we had all the pathology classes of regular medical school. I had everything from pediatrics to geriatrics to oncology, cardiology, and even pharmacology. However, we really focused on healing the body through natural means. So we took a year of herbal medicine, nutrition, homeopathy, massage therapy, chiropractic adjustments, counseling, meditation, exercise, diet. So it's a very thorough medical school program in really looking at the root cause of why people get sick, not just prescribing something for symptoms. And then healing that root cause through natural means.
So that's really interesting that you talk about. The thing that really comes to my attention is that you're taking a year of nutrition. You're really learning about food, because I know an average doctor, when they're going through medical school, doesn't spend much time learning about nutrition at all.
It's shocking.
It's in some cases single digit hours that they're taking studying it, and yet it's so key. So it sounds like there's some real differences between naturopathic medicine and what we might call traditional or Western medicine. There's the nutrition. What else do you think is the biggest difference between what you did and what other doctors would study that haven't been through this?
Well, I think we study very similar. We have the same science background. We have the same pathology background and understanding. However, naturopaths really dive deeply into the physiology of the cause of conditions. You know, why do you have high blood pressure? Why are you depressed? There's no single patient out there that's depressed because they're deficient in Prozac. You know, that doesn't exist. Nobody is deficient in statins. You know, so a naturopath, our whole main focus is to really seek why this is going on and then provide the tools through natural means, be it nutrition or lifestyle or needing sleep more or needing less stress or needing better quality of food. I mean, we're really looking at the core of what is wrong and how to heal it. The body is constantly looking for how to heal something. I love the analogy of thinking about when you get a cut. I mean, it just fascinates me every time I get a cut and I just see it healing every day and we don't do anything except watch the body heal itself. And at all levels, the body is seeking out healing. It wants to be healthy. It wants to be vibrant. However, as with a cut, if you keep scratching it and, you know, irritating it and you don't give it the proper environment to heal, then it won't heal. So as a naturopath, we're always trying to figure out what exactly is causing the cut and then what is the necessary environment to heal it. The standard stereotype of Western medicine is, you know, you have high blood pressure, okay, here's the pill that will lower your blood pressure. You have high cholesterol, okay, here's the pill that will lower your cholesterol. You have acid reflux, okay, here's a pill that will depress your very, you know, vital stomach acid. It doesn't really dive deep into, oh, why do you have GERD? You know, why do you have acid reflux? Why do you have high blood pressure? Oh, look at your diet. Look at your stress level. Oh, my gosh, you're not sleeping. You know, so I really like to work deeply with my patients and then help them and support them make the changes they need to actually help their body heal.
I love that and looking at the root causes. Has there been an increase in naturopathic medicine in recent years or more people? It seems like that's what everyone should be studying from my perspective.
I agree.
But is there an increase in people studying that or looking more at the root causes versus just dispensing?
Well, I haven't looked exactly at any numbers, but we certainly hear about it more and more in the media, and we know patients are being more and more demanding this information from their physicians, and it seems to be getting in the headlines slowly. The public is really pushing it. You know, the public, it's wonderful with the internet. We can share so much information, and it just, you know, goes around like gangbusters. And there's enough people that realize that the standard medical approach isn't helping them. And so people are looking for, you know, other alternatives. And the naturopathic medicine, it's not even a movement. It's not a fad. It's what's been around for eons, you know. Mm-hmm. There's thousands of years of validity behind a lot of it. So people are demanding it. So it is growing. I don't have numbers in terms of, but it is growing.
And I can imagine. I challenge everyone. I'm not saying people should stop taking their medicine. So if your doctor's prescribed it, don't just stop taking medicine. But I think it's important for people to look at all of the side effects that different drugs have. And if they haven't looked at some natural ways to heal it, it at least should be a conversation that they have with their doctor before they just start taking new medications.
Yeah, I encourage everybody to Google the medications you're on and look at the side effects, because a lot of times patients will come to me and they'll be like, well, yeah, I'm on these medications. But they'll come to me with, you know, gosh, you know, my muscles have been hurting or, you know, I've been gaining weight or I have depression or, you know, and these are direct side effects of the medications they're on. They haven't made that connection. So I really encourage listeners, if you're on any medications, just for your own education, look up what the side effects are and be aware if any of those are going on, because sometimes they're happening and people don't even correlate the two.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, when I was doing some research and really learning about your background, I know you were diagnosed with diabetes as a young child. How has that diagnosis changed the way you approach health in general and, you know, even as much as your healthy eating and all the different things that you do?
Well, I thank you for bringing that up. It is a huge part of my life. And I just want to clarify, I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at the age of 7. Type 1 is an autoimmune condition where my immune system got confused and very suddenly killed all my insulin-producing cells. So my body does not make insulin anymore. It doesn't matter how healthy I eat or how much I exercise. At this point, they haven't figured out how to grow my insulin cells back. So that physiology is incredibly different than type 2 diabetes, mm-hmm. where there's no autoimmune attack going on. But so I just wanted to clarify. So as a type 1, to keep my blood sugar level balanced has been a daily focus of my life for decades. To have a good blood sugar level is of utmost importance to me every day. And every single day demands, you know, different needs in terms of exercise or stress or what I eat. And so I was in Children's Hospital in Seattle for a week at the age of 7 and had a blast, to be honest. I had cable on my bedside. Nobody even had cable at home. There was an arts and crafts room. And then all the doctors and nurses were always, like, smiling and happy. And that week molded my life. I knew that week that I wanted to be a physician and I wanted to help other people feel good. And that's been my life mission. So the combination of loving to feel good and having to work really hard to stay healthy for me to feel good, because if I don't have good blood sugar levels, I don't feel good, that really has molded my life and molded my career. And I know I can't say everything, but I know a lot about food. And keeping blood sugar levels normal is not just important for a diabetic. I mean, there's nuances to blood sugar regulation that absolutely affect everybody. One of the worst breakfasts that anybody can have, diabetic or not, is a heavy carb-laden breakfast, which is, of course, the standard American breakfast. Bagels or pastries or a mocha or a muffin or cereal. I mean, that spikes anybody's blood sugar level and then a few hours later drops you, and the three feelings are either I'm angry, I'm hungry, or I'm tired. And so really having a healthy life is I've been motivated to do so because if I don't have any wiggle room. If I don't have a good blood sugar level, if I don't eat right, if I don't exercise, I do not feel good. And a lot of people, I kind of say this tongue-in-cheek, are, quote, lucky that they can eat whatever they want or not exercise and feel great. But obviously we know they're not lucky because they're not really taking good care of their body. So what we eat and how we move are just the absolute foundational pieces of living a long, healthy life. And, I know that firsthand from my, experience as a diabetic.
Absolutely, absolutely. We need to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about what a healthy breakfast would look like for you, what you help and teach when you're meeting with people to get off of sugar, because I know that's a huge area that people really need to focus on. So we'll talk about that after the break. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
At LifeScape, we believe in a proactive approach to your health, or whole health, which is why we created the LifeScape Online Health Store. Browse our store for the best physician-recommended nutrition, skincare, and health-related products to fit any lifestyle and budget. Have your order shipped directly to your home or pick it up at our Scottsdale office. Our goal is to provide the most trusted products to enhance your health and beauty regimen. Visit LifeScapePremier.com/store today. LifeScape, whole health for a whole life.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley. Today we're talking with Dr. Jody, MD, and we're talking about really the different types of doctors. And Dr. Jody is a naturopathic doctor. And it's really interesting. Before the break, we were talking about her diagnosis at age 7 of type 1 diabetes, and she was talking about breakfast, and I want to continue that conversation because I know a lot of people eat way too much sugar, and they're starting their day with that, so they're crashing earlier in the day. And the thing that really stuck out in my mind, Dr. Jody, is when you said that, you know, shortly thereafter they'll feel angry, hungry, or tired. None of those sound very good.
No. And I think a lot of people don't even correlate their breakfast with how they're feeling. You know, they just think, oh, I'm always so tired at 11. I just need coffee. You know, and they don't even think about what they had for breakfast.
Now, I agree with that. And I'm thinking, you know, people that are working in the corporate world, that's about the time, mid-morning is when you're going into your meetings, you're doing all these things.
Yeah.
I make it really challenging. You know, so
yeah.
What would you, you know, when you're talking to patients, or what do you recommend that people start their day with for a really healthy breakfast to give them lots of energy and focus?
Well, basically a protein-based breakfast. First of all, I want to state, though, that I do not support you have to eat breakfast. I'm a big supporter of listen to your body because everybody is different. If you are not hungry in the morning, I don't see the reason for you to force yourself to eat. In Chinese medicine, they have an understanding of, you know, different organs peak at different times of the day, and the liver is very active early morning. And sometimes when the liver is still doing all its processing, it will correlate with not really having much of an appetite. And you don't really want to force yourself to eat if your liver is still, you know, in doing all its kind of daily maintenance. So first of all, I want to support that eat when you're hungry. A second kind of side note that I do recommend is a really great way to start your day, and which is really healthy for overall digestion, is actually drinking all at once a very warm glass of lemon water. You can put a little sea salt, you can put a little cayenne pepper. The lemon helps the liver secrete bile, which is, it helps the bile carry the toxins out of the liver. And the warm water is just a good flush to the intestinal system. And you want it warm because you want things to be open and flowing. You don't want to cause contraction. So those are my two side notes of how to start the day. Start it when you're hungry and start it with a warm glass of water that you drink all at once.
This is the second time in the last couple of days I've heard someone say start the day with drinking warm lemon water. So that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's lots of articles about the science, why you do it if you just Google, you know, lemon water in the morning. And I like putting in sea salt is actually good for adrenals. Adrenals are exhausted these days. Adrenals are what get overworked with more high stress, and not just your basic white salt. It's going to have a full rainbow of the minerals that we need. And then cayenne pepper is just a nice little circulatory stimulant, kind of energizing. So as for breakfast, I actually have a phenomenal recipe that if anybody would like it, please, can I just give my email? It's a great recipe.
Absolutely.
It's a flax muffin that you can make in a minute. And the base of it is basically ground flax and an egg. And I generally don't use microwaves, but in this case, I can make a muffin in a minute if I use a microwave. You put everything in a coffee cup, you stir it up, you put it in the microwave, it pops out, and you have this fabulous flax muffin. And like I said, the base of it is fiber, which is the flax seeds and good omega-3s, and an egg. And so if anybody wants that recipe, please just email me, and I'll give you the email. It's drjody@drjodynd.com, and I'll spell that. It's drjodynd.com. So it's not MD, it's N as in naturopathic, and then D, doctor. But that is a phenomenal muffin. It's fiber, it's protein, it won't spike your blood sugar level, and a really great way to start your day. Other breakfasts, of course, are egg-based. Go ahead.
No, there's no excuse for saying you don't have time. If you've got a minute, you can make a healthy breakfast.
Oh, yeah, it's so easy. Yeah, a little bit of cinnamon in there. I put a little banana chunks in there. I just mix it up. It's delicious. Fabulous. And obviously, as a naturopath, there's a lot of kind of very green and very super healthy things that I think are delicious and other people don't. But I test all my recipes out on my, like, non-green friends, and this one passes. Everybody loves it. You don't have to be a health nut to love it.
That's a great thing to do because then you know. Go ahead.
Yeah. And my friends give it to their kids, too. So I work a lot with type 1 diabetic families, and it's the best, you know. I just had a family last night on Skype, and their 8-year-old daughter said she tried the muffin, and she loved it. So we're like, great, winner. So that's a good staple. Egg-based breakfasts are great. People on the run, I often tell them to do hard-boil a dozen eggs on Sunday, and so you can always just have a couple hard-boiled eggs to grab and go, you know, if you don't have time. Put them on a piece of, really sturdy whole ground wheat bread. If you're a grain eater, you can get a good quality piece of bread, toast it, and then, you know, just peel your eggs, pop it on egg, or pop it on the toast. And then, of course, there's protein smoothies. There's lots of different protein powders. In general, I'm not a fan of your average protein powder, but I have an online pharmacy that I email my patients, you know, what protein powders I recommend, and just popping it in the blender with maybe some berries, some almond coconut milk, putting in some peanut butter, almond butter, you know, that's a great breakfast too. And you can throw some kale or spinach in and get some greens. Green tea powder is a very great antioxidant. So there's lots of great smoothies you can make. I've got lots of great recipes that I give to my patients. You can always Google, you know, protein-based smoothie recipes, and you'll get a ton. So those are the three, you know, the flax muffin, the eggs, various egg breakfasts, and the smoothie are. And then, of course, leftovers, you know, leftover chicken, you know, whatever. Heat up a little leftover veggie stir-fry with some chicken. Those are always really good. And then the other thing that I do for my patients that are just super busy is I have them buy a big thing of bulk nuts, and then just get a bunch of little baggies, put a third of a cup of nuts in a bag, and then just have a fridge full of, you know, little sandwich baggies that have a third of a cup of nuts. And if you just need to grab your little baggie of nuts and run out the door, there you go. That's, you know, and an apple if you need a little more. So there's lots of great breakfasts that are not a bagel, that aren't a pastry, that aren't, you know, cereal. Granola. You think you're eating healthy, but yet it's full of sugar. So be careful of that. And same with the yogurts, too, all those, like, flavored yogurts. I'm a big fan of just an organic plain yogurt because anything other that has flavor in it generally has a bunch of sugar in it, plain yogurt, and then putting, you know, some berries or some toasted seeds or something on it, cinnamon, like that. So there's lots of great breakfasts. And the thing is that people think eating healthy is like, oh, it takes so much time. Well, it doesn't really. It's just getting around your mind around a new habit of what you do. And once you get in the habit of it, then it's no more time consuming than the old way.
I love all the different ideas that you gave because they're simple. And it's really increasing that awareness about how much sugar you're getting. I took a group of moms, you know, to the grocery store and just we started looking at, okay, pick what you would normally buy when you go shopping, and then starting to read the labels, and they were amazed at how much sugar is in the breakfast cereal and some of those things that they thought, because it said on the front, it said healthy, it said vitamin-rich. You know, they have these, it says certain things, so they thought, they really hadn't looked at the labels, but they thought that meant that they were buying the right things, and showing them how to make just a couple of adjustments made a huge difference in the choices that they were making. I know for me, you know, we've started, and it may not be the best option, but at when we go to Costco, we'll get, they've already got hard-boiled eggs already done, peeled, ready to go, so I no longer have that excuse I forgot to boil them, you know, I don't have them. Yeah. So what I found, because I keep those in the fridge, I'm grabbing one when I want a snack or if I, that, and just maybe a little bit of cheese or something if I'm hungry, and it gives me what I need to keep me going versus grabbing crackers or chips or something that's not as good for me.
That's funny. I don't know they had that at Costco, but yes, it's all, that's one thing that I absolutely am emphatic about with patients. I have a 3-month program where I work with patients every week on the phone and for a minimum of 3 months. And it's all about helping them change their lifestyle, change their habits, so they actually finally start eating healthy and they actually start exercising regularly. And why my patients are so successful is because it's not about here's your 101 things you have to do now. It's about how can we make this as easy as possible. And that's how you have to make change, is you have to be able to work with a program that's doable in today's busy world. And so I'm all about making things simple for my patients.
And I like the way you say that, because for me, if I have to boil the eggs and do that, I forget to do them, so then I have a bad choice. If I've got them right there, there's no excuse, and it's easy.
Yeah.
So it's way healthier than what the alternative is. Before we go to break, I just have one other quick question for you. You were talking about the warm water and the lemon, but how does that, like some of us love to get up and have our coffee in the morning or tea. Should we wait a while to have that, or how does that play in? Because that's warm. You can say that's warm.
Yeah. Well, I recommend it's the first thing, and then after that you can do whatever you want.
Do you have to wait? So, does it matter how quickly? Do you have to wait a while? Does it matter?
No, it doesn't matter.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to take another quick break. And when we come back, I really want to talk about some of your travels and some of the things that you learned when you were traveling, because that just totally fascinates me.
Okay.
This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley. Today we're talking with Dr. Jody ND, and we've been talking about, before the break, we were talking about healthy breakfast options. And I love the fact that Dr. Jody gave us some great simple ideas, because I hear people say, I don't have time, you know, I don't eat breakfast, or I grab something that's easy. And basically what you told us was, if you've got a minute, you can grab a healthy breakfast, and I love that.
Hey, we gotta work with what we've got, but we gotta be healthy. So it's all about figuring out how to make it simple and then doing it.
Absolutely, absolutely. I know you've lived in different parts of the world, including Europe and the Far East. Can you tell us a little bit about what healthy eating looks like in some of those places, and what are some of the things that you saw that might help others get healthy?
Well, that's a great question. And the biggest difference is, I believe, is the amount of time we spend with our food. And, you know, I didn't see when I was in Asia anybody eating in their car, for example. I saw a big family sitting around a table laughing and enjoying their food. And obviously Europe, you know, food is, I waited tables when I was in Italy many, many years ago. And I also waited tables here in the States. And so when I moved to Italy, it was standard to, you know, they finish their entree and then you bring the check. Well, I got reprimanded by my boss in Italy, and they said, you do not rush a meal. You do not bring the check until it is asked for. If they want to sit there for an hour, you know, after they finish eating, then let them be there. So that's something I work a lot with patients, is bringing more consciousness to our meals and helping people, even if it's simply taking a deep breath, one deep breath before you start eating. You are switching your body from the sympathetic go, go, go mode into, now it's time to digest our food. And when we just take that simple breath before we start eating, it actually enhances our digestion, because we have to secrete stomach acid to break down our food. We have to secrete digestive enzymes, bile from the liver to help digest fat. If we aren't relaxing, the body won't get the message to do those things. So then we eat our food, it sits in our stomach, we get acid reflux, we get gas, we get bloating, and we're not absorbing our nutrients as fully as we could be. So really, I mean, obviously there's different, people eat different foods everywhere. There's obviously different flavors and food options in different cultures. But I mean, the biggest difference is that we Americans really need to slow down when we eat. You know, I turn off everything. I don't have the TV on. I don't have the radio on. I just really like to help people sit with their food. And I even myself did an exercise last night that I had never done. I just simply closed my eyes, and I just kind of connected with my food. It was in my stomach, and I was just thinking, this is something I do every single day, and the very food that I'm eating is making my body. You know, my skin used to be food. You know, my heart used to be food. My bones used to be food. You know, we turn our food into our body, and I just really closed my eyes and just kind of was in awe at, like, this delicious food that I'm tasting is going to turn into my body. And I really closed my eyes and imagined my food in my stomach, and I imagined it turning into cells. And so really having that gratitude, that connection flowing down, I think is one of the biggest things that we as Americans could work on. And again, I'm all about working simple. So even if it's just, wow, looking at your food, being grateful for it, and then honoring that it's going to turn into your body, taking a deep breath, that doesn't even take 30 seconds.
I like that exercise. And it, as you're talking about that, I was thinking, so often we eat so quickly that we're not tasting our food. One of the questions I ask people is, are you a fast, slow or moderate eater as far as speed goes. And people will usually say that they're a slow eater or maybe moderate. And then when I ask them about the other people at the table, they say that their spouse eats really fast or somebody eats really fast. And people don't realize they match the people that they're eating with.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The faster you eat, as you know, the harder it is for your body to digest and process, and it just doesn't work. It causes all those symptoms and problems you were just talking about. And if people just slow down, so I challenge people to be the one at the table that everyone is modeling and eat slowly and really enjoy it and taste it. People can't even describe what they ate because they ate it so fast they don't even know what it was.
Yeah, yeah. And another little tip, if you really want to be conscious when you're eating, is to really be aware of how much you're chewing, and make a game of, you know, getting your food to be baby food consistency. No chunks left. Baby food consistency before you swallow. So I think it's silly. People say, oh, chew your food 20 times or something. But, you know, if you're eating applesauce, that's just ridiculous. So, you know, there's no, like, set how many times you have to chew. But the goal, literally, is the whole reason why you're eating is to give your body energy and to give your body nutrients for health. And so let's help the digestion process by making sure that we chew thoroughly and get that consistency of, like, baby food before you swallow. It's hard. I mean, I try to get myself to do it every day, and I still sometimes I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I've been eating for 3 minutes, and I don't even know if I've been chewing thoroughly.
That's interesting. It reminds me of something else we did a while ago. Michael and I were doing some experimenting with the pace of eating and food and tasting. And what we did is, you know, you take a bite, you put your fork or spoon down, you would totally chew, swallow, and then you would pick up your next bite and go through that process. And it was amazing how much less I actually ate when I did that, because oftentimes we're taking a bite, we're filling up the fork, we're ready to go for the next bite. So again, we're not eating mindfully or conscious about what we're doing. And those are simple things to do and great habits we can teach our kids.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I you know, all of these lifestyle tips that I've been giving about eating slowly and having some gratitude and then, you know, doing some simple prepping of nuts or hard-boiled eggs, all of these things, added together will change your life. I mean, they absolutely will. That's why I created my 3-month program to work with patients every week on the phone, because I just get such great results of helping people have the support and the ideas and the motivation to absolutely change their life. It's one thing to have an appointment with a doctor you see for 1 hour. I don't want to do that anymore because I couldn't really change a life in an hour. But now when I work with patients and help adopt these habits in a simple manner in my easy lifestyle form, your life can change if you truly have the support and consistency you need to, over a few months to really incorporate these in your life. And the goal with all these tips is that you do them so consistently that then they just become second nature. You know, you're just a chew food person. You always say thank you before your food, or, you know, your life can change with just these simple baby steps.
I love that focus. And I know that you focus on helping people to have more vitality rather than just better health. So can you talk about that just a little bit?
Absolutely. It started when I was in medical school and I was working with patients, and I could see in their eyes that they really weren't that happy. They were tired, and yet they were coming to us for, you know, high blood pressure, or they were coming to us for asthma or allergies or constipation or anxiety. And we would just say, okay, you know, these are the foods that are good for relieving constipation, or, you know, these are the foods that are good for depression, and this is the herbs. But yet we didn't really, I was like, wait a minute, you know, like, they're not vital. And I don't think giving them these herbs is going to change that. And so to me, and that was one of the biggest things that drove me, is like, for years, all my doctors would just look at my blood sugar test and think, oh, you're fine. And meanwhile, I wasn't fine. You know, I was a little kid living with a chronic disease, and nobody asked me about anything except what my blood sugar level was. And so I'm passionate about having people live well, which means they have their foundational habits for nutrition, exercise, sleep, emotional well-being in place, They've adopted healthy habits that really support those areas, and they feel great. They're happy. They wake up with energy. I mean, that's health. That's vitality. I mean, you can get lab work done and it's all normal, and the doctor's like, "Oh, you're great. You're fine." But yet, we all know there's so many times you get in normal labs and you're not fine. You're exhausted. You're angry. You're sad. You don't feel very good. You're not thinking clearly. But your lab works fine. You know, so that's the difference. And that's why I really created this 3-month program, is because, you know, you can't get vital overnight. You know, one hour appointment is going to change that. But when I get to work with people so intimately over 3 months, you get to be vital. You get vitality. And that is what makes me really happy, is when I can really help somebody be vital. And, you know, you can have a chronic disease and be more vital than somebody that doesn't have a chronic disease that is not vital.
Well, and you know firsthand what a difference that makes with your health challenges, because you can hear it in your voice. You've got so much energy. You're able to still do what you want, where some people that have type 1 diabetes, it's really debilitating. But you've got to take care of yourself.
Yeah, and if anybody out there is struggling with type 1 diabetes, or I can even help type 2, please email me. My passion is helping people be vital. I mean, anybody, but especially diabetics. Do you mind if I give my email again?
No, go ahead.
Okay, it's drjody@drjodynd.com. And again, that's N as in naturopathic, D as in doctor.com. So, yeah, it's there's no reason why anybody, regardless of what your, you know, if you have a condition, vitality is. I mean, there's cancer patients that have more vitality than non-cancer patients that I know of, because of how they take care of themselves and their attitude, and you know, so vitality is the goal. Good lab work is not the goal. I mean, it can be, but that's not the only goal.
Well, and like you said, lab work sometimes when you get it back, it says it's normal or within range, but depending on the person, it may not be what it needs to be. They still may need to make adjustments because they aren't healthy. They still got other issues going on. So, I mean, I've been down that path before where they say it's in range, but I'm still, things are off. And what was my normal was not what the normal ranges are. That we needed adjustments. And once you make those, it makes such a difference in how you feel, what you're able to do, just your overall health.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, in Western medicine, when your labs are off, that means something is now wrong. But in naturopathic medicine, we don't wait until something's wrong. You know, there's a lot of other indicators I can look at that say, oh, you know, we need to support your liver. Your liver labs are normal, but, you know, you drink a lot, or, you know, we all have toxins in our blood these days, or, you know, there's things that in the lifestyle I can assess that need addressing without waiting for the labs to be like, oh, red alert, it's bad, you know.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We're going to go ahead and take our final break, but when we come back, I really want you to talk about your 4 essential pillars of good health and your Be Awesome formula. I want to learn more about those and how they affect our health. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley. And today we're talking with Dr. Jody ND, and we've been talking about taking a natural approach to health. And Dr. Jody shared some great tips for easy, quick breakfast, so no more excuses. If you've got a minute, you've got time for a healthy breakfast. If you're hungry, we've been talking about really connecting with your body, connecting with just your food as you're eating it. And Dr. Jody, I'd like you to tell us just a little bit about your four essential pillars of good health and your Be Awesome formula, because I think that really kind of wraps up some of the things that you really help people with and focus on.
Okay. Where should I start?
Wherever you'd like.
Okay. Well, I worked at this really shishi health spa in Thailand for a year. It attracted literally rich and famous people from every corner of the globe. I had, you know, I had kings and princesses and billionaires and Thai millionaires. And the thing is I realized everybody has the same problem. I mean, I work for people from Afghanistan. I work from people from China. I work from Russia. And they came to me for because they were stressed out or they couldn't sleep or they wanted to lose weight. And it did not matter how much money they had. It didn't matter what culture they were from. And I really summarized down what the four areas of life that every single human in the world needs help with. And all these four areas are what I kept talking about with my patients. You know, one person was like, oh, my gosh, I have this problem, I have that problem, I have this problem, but I never sleep. And then the other person was like, oh, my gosh, I'm so stressed all the time, and, like, I never talk to my wife, and I'm just so busy, so, you know, emotional. Then, oh, I never exercise, I feel awful. You know, and so the four areas are what consistently came up and are the most powerful areas for creating a healthy foundation. So, and this is how I work with my patients through my three-month program is by the end of the 3 months, these four areas are better than they've ever been. And that is your nutrition, your sleep, and then your emotional well-being. And emotional well-being is huge. I mean, it's spirituality. It's how much you love yourself. It's are you in a good relationship? You know, what do you tell yourself every day? The thoughts that go through your head. So, but those are the four areas that after working with me for 3 months, that people are, you know, have made dramatic improvements. And that to me is true practicing medicine. When I can help you eat better, when I can help you exercise more consistently, when I can help you getting better quality sleep, and when I can help you on an emotional level, I'm really truly practicing the finest form of medicine that I can. So those four areas cover, if I want to help you be vital and be healthy, we're going to be improving one or all of those four areas.
I love the combination, and I know when people start to eat better and exercise more and give their body what they need, sleep comes so much easier, and that helps your body rejuvenate the cells, what it needs, and
absolutely,
you know, all the pieces really start to, the puzzle really fits together.
And they're happier. Because if you're eating right and you're exercising, you're going to be happier.
Absolutely.
You know, if your blood sugar levels are all over the place because you're skipping food and you're not eating and you're eating, you know, too many carbs and your sugar levels flying all over the place, I mean, you get irritated. It was so funny. I had this family. I completely did a transformation with them in terms of getting them on more whole food. You know, so you don't buy food that doesn't have an ingredients list. Right? So what's that lead mm-hmm. to? That leads you fruits, vegetables, nuts, fish, and chicken. And the mom came to me the other day. She's like, you know, we're getting along so great. And, you know, everybody's just happier. And she's like, I don't know if it's been sunnier lately or, you know, I don't know, maybe being back in school is less stressful than summer was. And I was like, no, it's because you're eating better. You're happier because, you know, you don't have to argue when you're eating well because you feel better.
You know, it's amazing how many people, as you say that, it makes me think, how many people don't realize that they don't feel 100%? Something's off, and they don't really know it's off. They just accept that as natural and normal. I mean, you know, because you see it all the time, that it's not, and you can probably tell by looking at them that something's off. But most people don't realize it. And that's why I love having these conversations, so people get a, like, aha, like, maybe there is something better. Maybe that's not normal.
Right, right. Yeah, we have the human body has an amazing ability to tolerate less than ideal conditions. And then it becomes normal, you know.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Can you talk just briefly about your Be Awesome formula and tell us what that is?
Yeah. So as you can tell, I like to help people be happy and healthy, and I love the word awesome. And every time that when patients work with me, it's fun too. Like, I make it fun. It's never. And so I came up with the Be Awesome formula just because that's the ultimate goal, right? It's not like, I don't know. That's the ultimate goal I have for my patients, is feeling awesome. And Be Awesome is an acronym, and it's 9 tenets of how to make lasting change happen. So, of course, there's the 4 pillars, and I've been helping patients with improving their 4 pillars for years. And it's one thing when you have the information. Like, it's not rocket science that we know that we eat better and we sleep better and, you know, all the 4 pillars are better, we feel better, right? Well, the challenge is not the information, but it's the inspiration to actually make the changes, right? How do you make changes? How do you stick with your healthy breakfast every day? How do you make sure you get enough sleep? How do you do that, right? Well, the Be Awesome formula incorporates all of the tenets of how people can make healthy habit change. And throughout my 3-month program, when I work with patients, I'm taking them through my simple formula for how to make habit change. And so, for example, the A, for example, is A for awesome, is accountability. The best way to make change is to not try to do it by yourself. If you're just listening to this and interview and crossing your fingers and hoping you're going to do something different, to be honest, they likely, you won't do it. I mean, we all see that in January when people are like, okay, I'm going to do this, and then they don't do it 2 weeks later. And so accountability, you know, we completely embrace this principle in professional sports. I mean, we all know that professional athletes have a coach, and it's certainly not because they're not good athletes. It's because when you work with somebody, you will be more efficient. You will be more effective. You'll be more successful. So accountability is probably the most important step in that whole program. Like I said, there's 8 others, and it's exactly how and what I take people through in the 3-month process.
I love that. No, you're absolutely right. Accountability is key, and that's why so many people start their eating well and exercise program January 1st, and by the 15th of February, there's just a small fraction of people that are still doing it, because you can't do it alone. It takes support. It takes someone there that can help you when it gets tough. There's so much that goes into that. And today you shared so much with us, from your healthy recipes to your 4 essential pillars of health and your Be Awesome formula. How can people learn more about you and all that you offer?
Well, please visit my website, and it's simply drjodynd, and again, it's N as a naturopathic, D as a doctor. Dr. Jody ND is my website, and you can just email me directly. I want to offer your listeners, for anybody that's listening to this show, say, you know, I heard you on Janelle's radio show, and I'd really like to set up a complimentary phone consult with you. I put 1 free consult in my schedule per week, and I have a wait list, but if people want to talk to me and learn about my 3-month program or just have questions for me, just email me. And there's also a contact form on my website. You can just go to the contact. But my email and my website are pretty much almost exactly the same thing. My email is drjody@drjodynd.com, and after the at sign is also my website. So my email is just drjody@drjodynd.com. So any of your listeners that would like to be put on the wait list for a complimentary consult, please just email me. And I love working with patients virtually. I can work with you anywhere in the country or the world that you are. And the complimentary consult is just for you to find out if working with me feels like a good fit for you, and vice versa. And so that's something I'm happy to offer your listeners, and would love to meet anybody that's excited by what you've heard today and want to dive deeper.
Perfect. I really appreciate you doing that. And what we'll do is on our eatgreatlivewellradio.com, if people go there, we'll actually have a link to today's conversation, and we'll also have a link to your website so they can connect with you directly from there also.
Great. Make it easy, right?
Absolutely. Simple and easy. It's been our whole motto throughout this. And as we wrap up our conversation together, I'd love to ask our guests to give our listeners just one action item that they can implement in the next week to start creating a healthy future for themselves and those they love. So what would you recommend they do?
Well, when I'm working with patients, I always ask them that question because I can say, okay, do this, do that, or this. But we all know, like, if I just did this one thing this week, I think I'd feel better. Like, for example, I'll give you some examples. If I drank, 8 glasses of water, if I went to bed before 10, once, if I chose to have protein for breakfast instead of my high-carb breakfast. So those are 3 perfect examples of, simple, tangible things you can do. If you never drink water, drink water. Make a goal this week. Drink water every day. If you always are going to bed late, just try to get to bed before 10 once. Not every night, just once. If you know that you have a high-carb breakfast, or don't even change your breakfast. Just eat your high-carb breakfast and track how you're feeling for the next 4 hours after breakfast. And then decide. So anytime people are making changes, I always generally ask them because I could tell somebody, hey, drink more water. And then in the back of their mind, they're thinking, oh, my gosh, my breakfast is so bad. I should really change my breakfast. So I know that you know best. You always know best. What's the one thing that you know you need to change? And make it simple. Make it very simple. Don't go from 0 to 100. If you never drink water, don't try to drink 8 glasses of water every day for 7 days. How about, drink 2 glasses a day for the next week if normal is 0. So make it simple. Make it tangible. Make it so clear that you can check it off that you said, yes, you did it. Like some people will say, oh, I just want to eat healthier. Well, what does that mean? You're going to have a carrot this week? Add one more carrot to your life? What does that mean? So when we're making habit change, and this is, one of the tenets of the Be Awesome Formula, is it has to be a really specific change, so specific that you either say, yes, I did it, or no, I didn't, and you can, check it off, on an Excel spreadsheet. Yes, I drank 3 glasses of water today. Yes, I went to bed at 10. Yes, I had a protein for breakfast. Those are all very clear. So trust your intuition. Make a clear, simple commitment to doing one healthy change.
I love that. And I'm going to challenge all of our listeners today to go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com, click on our Facebook link there, and share what one change you're going to make in the next week. And Dr. Jody gave you a lot of choices to choose from or find one that fits for you. But the thing is, take action and don't just sit there and say, I'm going to do it. Do it and starting today. So I want to thank you for your time today, Dr. Jody. We've had a great conversation, and I think that there's probably a follow-up conversation to have in the future and take it to the next level. But you gave us some great tips, and I really appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Janelle. It's been an honor, and I thank all the guests for listening, and contact me if you have questions, and thanks so much for having me on your show, Janelle.
Thank you. So until next week, remember that even small changes make a positive difference in your health and your life. The healthy choices you make every day add up over time to create a healthy future for yourselves and those you love. So be sure to join us each week as we continue the conversation on how to build a healthy relationship with food. And remember to go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com, join in the conversation. Have a fabulous and healthy week. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. Each week at this time, we bring you straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Join us next Thursday and every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on the EWN Radio Network. To get a replay of this week's show, listen to past shows, or contact Janelle, go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com. Have a great week, and remember, you can choose to eat great and live well.